From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Gemma General in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The radiator in the corner of the math lab gave a rusty metallic cough, spitting a tiny hiss of steam into the quiet room. Dev didn't look up from his yellow legal pad, his fingers smudged with dark graphite. His pencil point was dull, leaving thick, heavy tracks across the narrow blue lines of the paper. Beside him, Cleo leaned so close her forehead almost touched the wooden table, her glasses slipping down her nose. They were adding numbers in a long, slow chain, a game they had started when the rain began. Adding 1 and 2 gave them 3. Adding 3 to that total gave them 6. Adding 4 more brought them to a clean 10. They were building a tower of numbers, stacking them carefully like wooden blocks on a shaky rug. Lynn tapped her fingers on the edge of the table in a steady, impatient rhythm that matched the ticking clock. Beau watched the list grow, his chin resting on his fist as he squinted at the messy columns. When Dev added 5 to the pile and wrote down 15, Cleo let out a soft, low whistle. The numbers were behaving themselves today, falling into a neat, predictable line that rose by 1 extra step each time. "We did it," Dev said, throwing his pencil onto the table where it rolled into the crease of the pad. "We found the pattern, and it's perfect." "You found a pattern," a new voice said, startling them. The sound came from the old monitor at the end of the long table, its screen flickering with a pale light. A girl had appeared in the video chat window, her face filling the center of the screen. She looked about 12, with dark hair pulled back in a messy knot that was held together by a yellow pencil. Her chin was propped in her hands, and her eyes held a bright, hungry look that made Dev sit up straighter. "I'm Gemma," she said, leaning so close to her camera that her nose almost went out of focus. "And I have to ask the question that ruins parties but makes math actually wonderful." She paused, letting the silence hang in the dusty air of the classroom. "Does it work for every number?" The four of them blinked at the screen, the silence suddenly feeling heavy and awkward. Dev's hand hovered over his pencil, but he didn't pick it up. "And more importantly," Gemma added, her voice dropping to a quiet whisper, "do you know why?" The excitement in the room deflated like a bicycle tire hitting a sharp piece of gravel. Cleo shifted in her plastic chair, the metal legs scraping a loud protest against the gray linoleum. "We checked 4 of them," she said, her voice suddenly defensive as she crossed her arms.
4 is a great start," Gemma said, her face softening into a warm, encouraging smile. 4 is where the real fun begins, because now we get to do the hard work." She sat back, her face lit by the blue glow of her screen. "Now we find out if your pattern is just a lucky coincidence that falls apart later," she leaned in again, "or is it a rule that holds for every single number that will ever exist in the universe?" Gemma pulled a wooden chair into the frame of her camera, the legs scraping against her floor. "Here's my problem," she said, resting her elbows on her desk and looking directly at them. "Whenever I see a pattern work a few times, I get this itch in the back of my mind. My brain won't let me stop, because a few examples are never enough to make me happy. I want to know if it works for 100, or 1,000,000, or numbers nobody has ever written down." She reached behind her and pulled a small whiteboard onto her lap. "When I was younger, I used to trust patterns without asking any questions," she said. "I drew a circle and put 2 dots on the edge, then connected them with a line. It split the circle into 2 regions. I put 3 dots, connected them, and got 4 regions. 4 dots gave me 8 regions, and 5 dots gave me 16. It was doubling every time, a perfect, beautiful pattern." She paused, her marker hovering over the board. "But when I put 6 dots on the circle and counted the spaces, I didn't get 32. I got 31. Beau frowned, leaning forward to see the board. "31? That's wrong." "It is not a mistake," Gemma said softly. "It is just the truth. The pattern lied to me because I didn't understand the rule behind it. That is the exact moment I started asking why. A pattern you understand can't betray you because you know exactly when it will hold. Beau traced a circle on the dusty table with his finger, his brow furrowed. But how do you check every number if there is an infinity of them? He asked. You don't check them one at a time, Gemma said, her eyes sparkling with excitement. You would run out of paper and ink and life before you even made a dent. Instead, you find the reason that makes it work no matter which number you choose. Find the why, and you have covered all of infinity in a single stroke. The circle looked back down at the yellow legal pad, their list of sums suddenly looking different. It didn't look like a victory anymore. It looked like a mystery they had to solve.
Okay, Lynn said, pulling the pad toward her and grabbing a green pen. Let's look at 1 + 2 + 3 + 4. She wrote the numbers in a neat row, leaving plenty of space between them. What if we pair them up from the outside in? She muttered, thinking aloud. Smallest with the biggest, like folding a piece of paper in half. She drew a green arc connecting the 1 and the 4. 1 and 4 make 5. She drew another arc, smaller this time, connecting the 2 and the 3. 2 and 3 also make 5. That's 2 pairs of 5, which gives us 10. Gemma watched through the screen, her head tilted as she followed Lynn's pen. Now do 5, Gemma whispered, her voice full of quiet anticipation. Lynn wrote the next sequence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pair the ends again, she said, her voice growing softer as she worked. 1 and 5 make 6. She drew the long green curve. 2 and 4 make 6. She drew the second curve, leaving the 3 sitting by itself in the middle. And 3 is left over, Lynn said, staring at the lonely number. But wait, Dev said, leaning over her shoulder. 3 is exactly half of 6. So it's like having 2.5 pairs of 6. 2 times 6 is 12, + 3 is 15. Lynn's eyes went wide as she looked up from the pad. Every pair makes the same total because we are balancing the big with the small. It isn't a lucky coincidence at all. It is the power of the pairing itself.
Dev snatched the pencil, his hand moving fast as he drew a new set of numbers. So for any number, you just pair the ends, he said, his voice rising. Every pair adds up to the same total, and you just count the pairs. He wrote a giant 100 at the bottom of the page. If we had 100 numbers, the pairs would all add up to 101, and we would have exactly 50 pairs. 50 times 101 is 5,050. That's the why, he said, slamming the pencil down in triumph. It will work for 100, and it will work for 1,000,000. It will work, Gemma breathed, for every number there is. The silence in the room was different now, filled with the quiet energy of discovery. They were generalizing, taking their small handful of examples and stretching them across the universe. Gemma sat back in her chair, a slow, proud smile spreading across her face. Feel that? She asked, her voice soft but clear through the speaker. An hour ago, you had 4 examples and a very lucky guess. Now you have a reason that doesn't care how big the number is. You didn't just find a pattern that worked for your homework. You found out why the pattern can never break, even if you go to infinity. Cleo ran her finger along the green arcs Ling had drawn on the yellow pad. It's like we don't have to be nervous about the giant numbers anymore, she said. We don't have to guess or hope they behave. Now we actually know. That's exactly it, Gemma said, tapping her finger against her screen. A pattern you've only checked is something you hope is true. A pattern you understand is something you know is true. And knowing feels completely different from hoping. She pointed at the green lines on the page. You will never have to check this pattern again for the rest of your lives. You have the why, and the why holds forever.
Dev stared at the rule they had built, stretching out past the classroom walls. We just covered infinity, he said, his voice quiet with a sudden sense of wonder. We did the whole thing by finding one simple reason. One good reason, Gemma said, is always bigger than infinity. That's the best deal you will ever get in math. The afternoon sun was sliding down the windows, casting long, dusty shadows across the floor. The school bell rang, its loud, metallic buzz echoing through the empty hallway. As the others packed their notebooks into their backpacks, Beau stayed at the table. He watched the screen, where Gemma was quietly stacking her markers.
Can I ask you something? Beau said, his voice quiet in the empty room. She stopped, a blue marker held halfway to her pencil cup. Why does the why matter so much to you? He asked. We already had the answer, and the pattern worked perfectly for the numbers we needed. Wasn't that enough to get our work done? Gemma set her marker down and looked at him through the screen. She picked up her yellow pencil and began twirling it between her fingers. The answer was enough to finish the problem on the page, she said. But finding the why is enough to finish the worry in your head. She leaned forward, her eyes catching the reflection of the classroom window. When I only have patterns I've checked, I always feel a little nervous underneath. There is always this small, annoying voice whispering in the back of my head. What if the pattern suddenly breaks on the very next step? What if I am about to be fooled by the numbers again? She shook her head. Understanding the why takes that nervousness away completely. Once you understand why something is true, nobody can ever shake your confidence. Nothing can surprise you when you can see the gears turning inside the machine. You aren't standing on a lucky guess anymore. You are standing on completely solid ground. She stood up, pushing her wooden chair back until it disappeared from the camera's view. Finding the right answer feels good for a minute, she said with a small shrug. But understanding why that answer works feels good forever. Beau zipped his backpack, the sound sharp and loud in the quiet room. He walked out into the crowded hallway, but his mind wasn't on the sums anymore. He was thinking about that steady, solid feeling of knowing something for sure. He wanted to chase the why from now on, instead of just stopping at the first easy answer.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Gemma General. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.